prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 30. Hard to believe, isn't it? We're almost through another month. I mean, how fast the months go by. 30 March 2022. Welcome to the next broadcast. Tomorrow being Thursday, of course, Lord willing. We'll be on in the office tomorrow from 4 to 9 Eastern to take phone calls, as always. And please, please don't be afraid to call and talk to us. I love to talk to you, and all of you. But we really enjoy new callers calling in for the first time, no matter where you call from. We'd love to hear from you. You can call, if you don't have a long-distance line, you can call us at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. And if you're outside the country, you can call us at 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448. We're in the office from 9 to 4 Eastern. We would love to hear from you. If something happened on maybe on the line or something, please know that I'll call you back if you leave a number. I certainly will, because I look forward to talking to all of you. I truly do. And that's tomorrow's office day. Chris will be here tomorrow trying to help get things lined out. And please keep your daddy in prayer. I know you have been. Nothing's really changed too much. You still plan on bringing him home Monday and not in condition to come home, and it's just going to be rough. But keep him in your prayers, please, okay? Thanks for prayers for Phil's wife, Lynn. She's getting home tomorrow. She's doing better. She's kind of out of the woods now. Thanks for your prayers for her, and I do mean that. And I just want to thank you that y'all out there are praying for these people when we ask for prayer. And we do appreciate it. Don't forget we're going to have Bible study, Lord willing, on Saturday morning unless something happens we don't see now. At 10:30 a.m., we'll start off, as always, with prayer requests and praise reports. And then 11:30, Phil's going to do 2 hours with the teaching. 11:30 to 12:30, and then 1 to 2, Phil will be doing teaching. You're in for a treat. You'll want to look at my ugly face all the time. You can listen to Phil. Excellent teacher. And he's been preparing this lesson for a while. So join us. You can join us online. If you go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream, you'll see us there. If not, you can call 339-209-5013. We'd love for you to join us. I mean that. And there's a line. There'll be a number on the screen behind me if you're watching live, and I'll give it out on the air. If you listen on the phone, I'll give it out on the phone also to join us if you want to call in and say something to us. Folks, please know that you're part of the service. And no matter where you're watching from, you're part of the service. You're part of the family. You're there. Feel free to contact us and ask questions with us and enjoy yourself with us. I just wish you weren't far away where you could all join us, because nobody in the local area seems like they want to come and visit us and join our Bible studies. I don't understand why. I don't bite or anything. I take a bath and everything else. I don't know why they don't come. They just don't come. We've had hundreds come and go and did not come back for whatever reason. And I don't understand what happened. Some of them we never hear from again. Some of them try to contact, call, leave messages, and they never call back. Write them letters, never get answers. I don't know what's happening, but I just wish y'all could join us. But at least join us online or on the phone if you can at all. And, of course, last time I'm going to mention the Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution book. The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution book is so important for everybody to read. If you have a pastor that's kind of wishy-washy, if you'll read the book, you may learn something. You have children at home, they should read the book. $21.95 delivered to your door. And the book on prophet of Great Britain, American Prophecy, for $5, folks. That's what it costs really to get it out to you. Right at $5. So I get an envelope and postage and all that. So we're giving it to you at cost. $5 to understand your heritage in Christ and God Almighty. And I hope that you'll take advantage of this. I'm offering because I care. I want you to know what's going on, who you are, how to understand it. And as for the brochure on the six-pointed star, folks, you got to read about that. Unless you want to continue to be duped by the Zionist media, then that's fine. If you want the truth, call and get it. It's free. It won't cost you a nickel. All right. Now, we were hoping to get Dr. Carrie Madej on tonight. So far, she's not answering her phone. I don't know what could have happened. This makes twice now that we tried to have her on, and last time she said she had to be is busy at night. She told me the day of it she'd be busy at night. And this time, I didn't get any message at all. So I don't know what's happening here. I'm hoping she's okay. I really am. She's a very sweet lady, a very fine doctor. I hope that she will maybe join us in a minute. I just sent her a text asking her what happened, but I haven't heard from her. So in the meantime, you and I will talk a while. How's that? I open the phone lines up right now. This will be our program tonight. I'd like to have your opinion on what you want to talk about. I want your input on what's going on. You can call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Sometimes people will say, well, you never have much time people call in. I don't want to be that way. I really don't. I want y'all to know that you're part of this program. You are the program. You're the reason we can pay the bills here and keep on going. So you want to call tonight and share your opinion. And new callers, don't be shy. Really don't be shy. You know me well enough. But now, if you'd have heard one program, you know I'm just a hillbilly. I'm nothing special to get excited about. I'm just a man. And I just try to do my best to do what's right and serve Christ and tell the truth. 844-769-2944. So you all get to go and get the lines filled up. And while I'm waiting for that, I'm going to read something to you that I think is very, very, very well said. I think I put it in last month's magazine, not this one coming out now. This, by the way, the one, April's will be emailed to you in just a little while. It's already sent to me. I sent to you in a little bit. But I think this came out March's newsletter. But I'm going to read to you anyway because I think it's very well said. And I don't know how else I'll read it and try to comment as it goes. The author is unknown, so I don't know who wrote it. But the name of it is The Men Who Wanted to Be Left Alone. The Men Who Wanted to Be Left Alone. And folks, I am a 73-year-old man, going on 74. I'm a Vietnam era vet. I'm nobody special. I'm just a regular gentleman. I try to be a godly man. I have been a pastor and a preacher for over 40 years. Try to live a godly life. Love people because that's what Christ wants us to do. And I sincerely know I do that in Him. And no moral man wants any kind of trouble, especially a Christian man who's trying his best to put forth a Christian demeanor and character. But when the enemy refuses to cease and desist from pushing and hurting and finally they get to the point they're bothering a man's family. I don't care if the man is a man at all, especially a Christian man. When it comes down to his family, you bother the family, you are bothering a sleeping bear. That's in the Bible, folks. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, if you don't provide for your own, you deny the faith and worse than infidel. And one individual has written me several letters saying I shouldn't say those things because a Christian must be a pacifist. Nowhere in the Bible to tell you how to be a pacifist. It does say turn the other cheek. I understand that's an insult. But you don't attack a real man's family without having the consequences with it. But this article is entitled, The Men Who Want to Be Left Alone. And men like me would like to be left alone. That's all we're asking is, leave us alone. The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. They try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves and those they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the forced and permanent change of life that will come from it if they do. They know that the moment they fight back, their lives as they have lived them are over. The moment the men who want to be left alone are forced to fight back, it is a form of suicide. They're literally killing off who they used to be, which is why when forced to take up violence, these men who won't be left alone fight with unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with a raw hate and a drive that cannot be phantomed by those who are merely play-acting of politics and terror. True terror will arrive at those people's door as they will cry and scream and beg for mercy, but it will be fall upon deaf ears of the men who just wanted to be left alone. And, you know, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I understand what it says, but self-defense is not vengeance. It's commanded by God. Exodus chapter 22, verse 2. It's a commandment of God to defend your homes. I didn't mean to get on this topic tonight, but it's just been something in my mind, how we have set back as a people and become so docile and so complacent and so indifferent to a lot of things. Surely that God will draw the line when it comes to our own families. Surely we'll be the man of God as we're supposed to be. You know, we're told in the scriptures in Numbers chapter 1, where they got the idea of our founders got the idea of the militia. Numbers chapter 1, the war book. We're told in Nehemiah chapter 4 to take up arms to defend your family and rebuild your homes and cities. We're told in Luke 22:36 by Christ to sell our coats and buy a sword. These are all commandments that are given by a holy God to the followers of God. And these are things that Christians obey. But with every ounce of seriousness in them, they don't want a confrontation. They don't want to have to do anything except reach out their hand to someone and offer their hand and bring peace and contentment in a situation. That's what they want above everything else. But sometimes Satan's minions don't allow that. They didn't in the Old Testament. They didn't all through history. They haven't since Christ left this earth. There comes a time when you have to say enough is enough. And folks, we're approaching a time very quickly in this country. I don't know what else to say except we need to pray harder, walk closer to Christ, seek His guidance, seek the leadership of the Holy Spirit, get into His Word, pray for courage and faith, pray for a contentment in Him to know that we will stand for what's right because we have to, and not be ashamed, deny Him before men by our cowardliness. A coward will not enter into glory. That's in your scriptures, folks. Read it for yourself. It's called a womanish man, a effeminate man, which is a cowardly man, will not enter into glory. There'll be no cowards in the ranks of Christ's army when He returns with His army. Well, there'll be none. None. Now, I'm going to change gears now. The phone lines are open. Nobody's calling. I want to share some things with you that I think are important articles to share with you because we have some time to do some news. And the line's open for your news also at 844-769-2944. I want to read to you an article. I read this day on Melody's program. I want to share with you what it says. This is out of the Sioux City Journal. This is Sioux City, South Dakota, I imagine. The Sioux City Journal, Sunday morning, November 16th, 1913. Who will pay the income tax to government? Now, this is out of the Sioux City Journal, folks, November 16th, 1918. This is what it says. No man who does not earn more than $3,000 a year will be affected by this income tax. If you are single and earn $3,001 a year, you will be required to pay a a tax of 1% on that additional dollar. If you are married, however, the income exemption is fixed at $4,000, allowing $1,000 extra exemption for the care of a wife. Income tax, if you qualified for it, is 1%. Now, I looked this up to confirm this, and this is actually a real fact. We talk about how the dollar had become worthless over the years. Well, since they took off the gold standard, thanks to Roosevelt, $3,000, folks, in 1913 was equal to today $85,974.55. That's right. $3,000 of real money in 1913 is worth almost $86,000 today. So I certainly wouldn't qualify for income tax 1 year of my life with that kind of earnings that I have to make to pay income tax. That's how far down the road we come as a nation who's been stolen to, lied to. We haven't kept the scripture. We don't understand the scripture. We don't understand that we're told in Matthew to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things be added unto you. We sought man's help. We turn away from God as a provider. We provoked him to jealousy. We trust in man. And now they take about everything we have in taxes. And soon, according to Klaus Schwab, by 2030, you will own nothing and be happy about it. The cost of forgiving God and turning your back upon the Almighty God, Jehovah God, is absolutely horrendous. He wanted us to prosper and be in peace. He gave us all we needed for that. He wanted a people that would glorify Him with their substance, with their lives. But we turned our backs on Him and turned to man. We turned the back on man so much now that Bill Gates wants all the rich nations, I guess that includes us now, to move to 100% synthetic beef. No more meat to be bought in a rich country. You're going to go to absolute synthetic meat. He said, I won't taste the same. You'll get used to the taste and you'll start liking it. This is what happens when a nation forgets God. We turn into insanity. I mean, you have a Department of Health head who is absolutely a homely man, but an awful ugly woman. A transgender. You have people put in charge of nuclear waste who is a transgender pervert. He likes to play roles of animals in acts and in the intercourse. This is what's in charge of the nation today that forgets God. We have a black lady that's been up before the Senate to be approved for the Supreme Court. When asked, can you tell me the difference between a man and a woman? She said, I don't know. I'm not a biologist. This is America today. Where? What? Who is standing for Christ? Where is the church in America? What's happened to this nation? How do we get to the point where we would tolerate such lunacy, such evil, such abomination? How do we get to a point where the church would remain silent and do nothing? We no longer take the Great Commission as a commandment, do we? We no longer understand it's our duty to go out and preach the kingdom of God everywhere we go, teaching whatever He commanded us to do to all the nations. We haven't done that. Instead, we become a nation that accepts all manner of evil. As Brother Charles Jennings said last night, we become a nation that accepts all kinds of people, no matter where they're from, who they are, what they want to do. Come right on in. Our Constitution makes you equal to us, and no matter what you want to do, you can be a pervert, anything you want to be. You can still hold office and run for office, and you can still be part of this nation. You can come into the churches and take over the churches. We don't care. After all, the 501c3 corporations, which are churches today, have to obey the law, and that means that we cannot discriminate legally, so we have to obey the law. Christ said obey man, right? As Christ said, obey Caesar. So we'll obey Caesar, even if it destroys our souls, if our children will obey Caesar. What continue putting our children in those public hell holes we call schools? Because we can't afford to keep them home and teach them ourselves, or we're too lazy to. We can't afford to put them in a good Christ-centered education of any kind because, oh, gee whiz, we're too busy doing other things. I want to take them to church once a week, then turn them loose in the schools 40 hours a week to be among all kinds of heathens, all kinds of teachings that they're ungodly, but that's okay. We do our best to teach them at home, right? We're seeing everything that we in this country once had turn upside down. Christ is looking for a few people. And that's what he said are going to make it, folks. Matthew 7 said few, F-E-W, are going to be the ones that find it, the straight and narrow. Few, very few. It's not all those that go to church. It's not all those that pay tithes. It's not all those that do miracles and heal the sick and raise the dead and feed the poor. No, 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 no. Now, are you reading for yourself? Matthew 7 said a lot of those ain't going to make it. He said, I don't even know you. So how do you know you're following him? You know, you can't... The only way I can describe it is this way. I've been married to a beautiful lady for over 50 years. All those 50 years, she would not allow me to be a part-time husband. Now, she simply wouldn't stand for it. I don't, no matter how I tried to reason with her, folks, she wouldn't let me be a part-time husband. See, I can be a part-time Christian, go to church two or three times a week and you know, act the part. But I don't obey the rest of the week. I don't do what Christ said to do, spread the gospel, stand for truth, not be ashamed of him, don't deny him for men. I don't want to do that. That'll cause problems in the family, right? But I can't do that, though. I can't do that as a husband. I mean, Marcia absolutely insists that I'm a full-time husband. I mean, she wouldn't understand if I said I'd just like to be a free man one night a year. She wouldn't understand that. And vice versa. Why do we think a holy God, a righteous God, wants those who say they love him part of the time and live their own lives the rest of the time, why do you think he wants them to be his bride? Why do you think Christ would come back for that type of lukewarm body of church of believers? He's not going to. Christ said, I'll spew you up. You see, walking with Christ, folks, is not something that you just do on a haphazard basis. Whether Marcia was with me or not, I'm married to her. When she's with me, I like to show her off. I like to introduce her to people. I like to, for people to meet her. She's a wonderful lady. When she's not with me, she's always in my heart. I'm married to her. I might meet some very sweet other ladies or very attractive ladies, but I am committed to one woman. No, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes of being a husband. I surely do. But I follow the laws of God with her in my heart all the time, because I want to be the best husband I can be for this lady I love with all my heart. Why can't we be the same way with our Master or Savior? Why can't we be the same way, dedicated, no matter where we are, who's with us, who's not with us? Why can't we be that way all the time? Why do we think we can go out and be the whore in the world we're not in church, put it that way? Why do you think we can get by that? You don't really believe that, do you? I don't think you do. This is not something that you can do part-time. This is a full-time commitment to one Savior, one Lord, one Master, and one God. You cannot split yourself up. Even one night a week, folks, is adultery. If I would cheat on Marcia just one time in 50 years, I would be an adulterer. Do you understand that? 365 days a year times 50 is a lot of days. A lot of time. But I've been faithful to that one lady that long. Did Satan ever try to tempt me? Of course he did. But why would I trade a wonderful lady for someone that would go to bed with a married man? Why would I do that? And why would I trade a loving, kind Savior who loves me, died for me, has taken care of me all these years to go be a whore at the world just for one night? Why would I do that? Oh, I'm not saying we're all perfect. Not again, we're not perfect. That's where grace comes in. But folks, grace is not a license to sin, is it? Marcia's had a lot of grace with me over the years. If she didn't, she probably knocked me in the head with a baseball bat a long time ago. But that's because I love her and I try. All right, let's go. Let's talk to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Did you get that email I sent you today?
I did get some emails today, Mick. I don't remember what it was about. Remind me what it was about.
Well, about a jet plane going over.
Oh, yeah. I did get that. Yes, I did.
This is the most unusual jet plane noise I've ever heard in my life.
Well, what? Could you see it?
The cloud.
Could you see it?
Nope. I knew it was west, but just couldn't see it. I mean, everybody was shaking like crazy.
Wow. Who knows? You know, the world is more unstable now than ever has been in history. You know that.
Yeah, all these Louis Kims there in our government.
Well, we have a lot of hawks right now, we'll call them, in government and in world leaders also, who absolutely would love to see us go to war. It would cover up a lot of their mistakes and get their mind off what's happening, what they've done to our nation. And Mick, you and I both know that if America goes to war now with any kind of power at all, we're finished because God will no longer protect this nation. You know that.
Yeah, but we do have the weapons that the rest of the world does not have.
We do, but they won't do us a bit of good because without God, they're useless.
Yeah, I know.
They won't do us a bit of good.
No.
I mean, he'll take them and turn them on us. You know, how do you get people to understand that, Mick? How do you get people to know that without God, you have nothing that can defend yourself? With
this is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. This is war, not a game we're playing.
2944.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demander Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demander a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying, because you're
Well, I would love to see the phone lines fill up and stay full. People calling in and giving expressing their opinion to us. I really would. I mean that. We talked to Mick before we went to break, and I understand I dropped off the air a little bit there, but I'm back. Mick, come up and finish your statement. I'm sorry I didn't hang up on you. I just wasn't there. Come on in.
You mean you lost yourself, huh?
I lost me somewhere. I don't know what happened. They just had me out in cyberspace somewhere. But anyway, go ahead and make another comment, and I'll turn you loose. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do what now?
This is going on all over the internet.
Oh, okay, okay.
The same problem.
I believe that.
Like I was saying, we have a problem. It's the people, the yo-yos that are in our government who don't belong.
Oh, yeah. That's at least 95% of them.
Yeah.
At least 95% of them.
In every state, in the D.C., Washington, D.C., and whatnot, no matter where. And we sure don't need the United Nations either.
No, we don't. We haven't needed that since it started. But, you know, everybody's talked about that for years. You know, we hear people say where they're going to do that. They're going to investigate the United Nations. They're going to investigate the Federal Reserve. And we know Ron Paul tried it for years. Nothing ever happened. We had Trump's going to clean the swamp. Nothing happened. So that's where we are.
Talk is cheap.
Do what now?
Talk is very cheap.
I totally agree. Totally agree. It's cheap. Beyond cheap.
But I think. You know, look at old Abraham Lincoln. He's the first way the communist leader we put in a long time ago. He should not have been there, period.
He's quite an evil gentleman, a lot of things he's done. That's a fact. No point lying about that. It's true. I don't care how much we think he's done a great job. He's one of the first tyrants. Mick, I got some more calls coming in, so I'm going to let you go, but I'll talk to you in office tomorrow, buddy. You have a good one, okay? Let's go to Texas now and talk to Matt. Matt, welcome. Come on in. Good to hear from you.
Hello, Pastor Mitch. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. The sun's shining down here, and it's good to be in Texas and good to be saved.
Amen. Amen. Well, I like West Virginia. It's hot up here, but I agree with them being saved part for sure.
That was a really good guest you had on yesterday. I looked up his website, and he's got some really good preaching, Mr. Charles Jennings.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's our kind of guy. Guys like me and him could sit down and talk for hours.
Right. Yeah, we need more of him, don't we?
Oh, we do. You know, but Matt, what gets me is why don't the preachers in this country, why are men like Charles and even you, why are they so scarce? Where are the men of God? Where are the preachers? There should be thousands of them standing up and telling the truth now. Where are they?
Mm-hmm. I preached a message on Take the Old Path this Sunday at the nursing home. And Jeremiah chapter 6, you could just put America in the same where Israel, you know, the priests led up and they got into covetousness and then they went to abominations. And so, we're right there and it's all about getting off the old path.
Back
to the old path. It says ask for the old path.
And walk therein.
And so, but it says we don't want it.
Yeah.
We don't want the old path. And so that's where we're at right now. They want like the purpose-driven, Rick Warren's purpose-driven stuff, you know, with the music and all that stuff. So that's where we're at.
Well, you know, and Jeremiah was written to America. I mean, that's describing us to the T. Obviously, that's written to us. I mean, you have to be complete blind idiot to see that. It's definitely written to us. I mean, it's addressed in America. You know, he says in the last days that Israel will become Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah. Guess what we become?
That's right.
I mean, this is biblical stuff, and I wish I had time to get into this. I'm going to do a teaching on this sometime. I mean, I always wondered when it said that Gog and Magog will attack a nation of unwalled cities. That's not Israel in Midwest, in Middle East. They have walled cities. America has no walled cities. And I always wonder if I said he put the hook in their mouth and draw back into attack. Well, right now we put a hook in Russia's mouth and they're starting to bite back a little bit. We're seeing things happen right now, Matt, that's fulfilling scripture at a very quick pace.
Yes, sir.
We truly are.
It's time to take the old path.
Amen.
You know, that old path he's talking about is holiness, is living clean and pure and holy. And we used to do that at one time in this nation, but we got off
the
old path. So.
Well, you know, that the old path is following his commandments and laws again and moral laws and living righteously.
Correct.
But we don't have time for that now. We're too modern for that.
Yeah, they're fixing to have a WrestleMania here this weekend at this big football stadium here, and people are just, you know, they're just they like to be deceived and stuff and lie and idolatry and stuff, you know.
I know. Well, you know what's the old thing? Keep them entertained with you know, free food and circuses, and they'll follow you anywhere.
Yeah,
that's
I know. You know, I went to college with Steve Austin, and he's the one. Give me running that thing, and he never wrestled a day in his life, in a real wrestling match in his life.
Well, but we know that's all show.
He's just a good actor, you know. So people just want to be entertained, you know. So.
Of course. But I got to get some more calls. But I tell you this: you've heard the word muse, muse. You know what that means, right? Muse means to think. Muse, muse means to think. A muse.
Okay.
You put an A in front of it, it means not to think.
Right.
Okay, so let's amuse them. Amuse them. All right, I got to jump, Matt. Good call. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Let's go. Okay, go ahead.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Don in Nebraska. Don, welcome.
Yeah, Pastor, good to get in touch with you here.
Are you a first-time caller? Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
What? By golly, don't be a stranger. You're part of the family. Come on in. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk to Carrie. Dr. Carrie, but I guess she didn't show up tonight.
She didn't show up. She stood me up twice now. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I don't don't know. It was maybe the third time to be a charm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I tried to get on your prayer line there, and it didn't get me into the place where I could actually talk to somebody, but I got a prayer request if you want
okay.
to take it.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, I got diagnosed with cancer. It's a lymphoma in between my liver and my diaphragm, and so I'd like, because I don't want to take chemo and radiation, so I'd like to go to an alternative measure there, but I want to hear from the Lord just what to do.
Well, let me give you, you have an ink pen handy?
What's
that? Do you have an ink pen handy?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, find you an ink pen and a piece of paper. And I'll get the rest of your callers, folks. Don't y'all go away. I want you to call Dr. Rodriguez in Tijuana. It's a toll-free number. I want you to call and talk to Dr. Rodriguez. Now, he is West Coast time, so he's an hour or so or a couple hours behind you. But I want you to call and talk to Dr. Rodriguez, and I'm going to give you his... Oh, did you?
I did talk to him.
Okay, great.
Yeah, his name is Rick. Rick Rodriguez, right?
Rodriguez.
Okay, I talked to the administrator there, and he gave me all the lowdown on getting. Actually, I got on the website there, the GoFundMe website, and set up an account there. So,
okay.
I'm planning on possibly going there.
Well, oh, great. That's wonderful. You get down there and you tell them I sent you down that you're a friend of mine. I promise you, you'll be treated like, not because you're a friend of mine, they treat everybody like gold. It's a place that you can't understand till you go there. It's not like a hospital that you and I are used to. It really isn't. It's almost like visiting family. You enjoy yourself down there. Well, I'm glad you called him. I'm glad you called. Now, he'll be on the program next Tuesday, by the way.
Oh, really?
He'll be on next Tuesday, so you might want to call and ask him some questions then.
Sure, you bet.
All right, and thanks for calling, Don. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right, God bless.
Bye.
I love new callers. Bye-bye. Folks, we got lines open, 844-769-2944. We want to hear from you. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Butch, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
I tell you, we are in a spiritual battle that I've never seen before, what's going on in this nation.
Oh, yes.
I just can't believe how people look at our politicians as the saviors and not Jesus. Wow. You know, this is Satan.
Chris, don't worry. Trump's going to run again. They're already prophesying Trump's going to be president again. So we got him made. Don't worry. Just sit back and relax.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You know, go to the church and worship your politicians, not Jesus in the blood. You know, this is where we're at.
Yes,
we've got some real problems in this world. The Antichrist globalist, if we have a cyber attack, our communications go down, telephones go down, what are you going to do? If you're not in the blood of Christ to guide you for protection, what to do?
Amen.
We've got some real problems because people are so in the world, they've turned away from God. We've got the Walt Disney situation down there in Florida with the pedophiles, hundreds of them, all this. Oh, boy. Butch, this is satanic. This is like the Bohemian Grove at Walt Disney World. Did you hear that report about those pedophiles that were arrested? Hundreds of them.
Yes. And we have people like Brown, who's trying to become a Supreme Court justice, who had those kind of people in front of her, and she more or less turned them loose. They call them minor attracted people. They're no longer pedophiles. They are minor attracted people, and they can't help it any more than a homosexual can or a heterosexual can. They're attracted to children, so we really can't judge them for that now. You're being so judgmental here.
Absolutely. And that's what these people, I believe that judge is a member of the Bohemian Grove. A lot of these people are all Bohemian Grove members. It's come out that Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court judge, I'm moral, a Christian. You know what? He's a member. They found out he's a member of the Bohemian Grove. Mitt Romney, he says, I'm a Latter-day Saint of Christ. You're a member of the Bohemian Grove. You know, we don't have leaders of the biblical, of godly leaders in this country anymore, Butch.
I agree.
It's getting so satanic with these leaders. We don't have moral anymore.
Well, you know, I'm just looking here at the pedophile agenda. Now, I want to read this to you real quickly, Chris, and I'll let you go. I want you to see if you know, if you heard that these things are already happening. The pedophile agenda is this. Stock libraries with pedophile grooming books aimed at kids, promote drag queen story time in libraries, promote gender fluidity to children, introduce porn literacy into schools, queer the curriculum by exposing children to LGBTQ ideology, introduce irreversible sex change operations for children, promote mixed bathrooms in schools, introduce soft sentences for pedophiles, push to lower the age of consent, dismiss and demonize concerned parents who dare to speak out. Hasn't that all that already happened?
Absolutely. And you know where that started? Remember the organization of NAMBLA?
Oh, yes.
30 years ago?
Yes.
That's built up through the drag queen story time. Critical race theory. No,
yes.
Those are the snakes, like the Garden of Eden, the apple. Come on, children. Do you see where we're going with this, Butch? They're using those words to get our children. That's what they're after.
Well, they pretty much have it all in line now. And I want to say, Chris, it is what it is. All these things are happening. You've heard me talk about the gay agenda. It was printed back in the 70s. Everything they put down for their goal was happening. Everything. They've got it all done.
Absolutely. And
even to the point of infiltrating the churches.
Yes, they have. And I want to say this before I get to your next caller. We love the homosexual, the lost, everybody out there. We don't hate you. But this is evil coming on this. I was a non-believer in my young years. If you're a non-believer and get into the world and the evil around you, you're going to feel that negative energy, and it's not going to feel good until you get Christ into your life.
All right, Chris. Good call. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good call. I appreciate it. And folks, I'll say this. Chris said that we love the homosexuals. I have had the honor of leading a few of them to Christ. Very rare. Very rare. Very rarely does it happen, because if you read Romans chapter 1, you find out they're quickly given over to reprobate mind. They're quickly turned over to do evil things. Their mind becomes seared very quickly in that lifestyle, that death style. But I will say this. I will witness to a murderer also. I'll witness to a rapist. I'll witness to anyone about Christ. But if they commit murder, they're worthy of death. Oh, yeah. I'm not lying about this. Or kidnapping or raping is a death penalty scripturally, Old and New Testament. Christ didn't come to change the laws, folks. He came to fulfill them. I'll witness to them for the souls. But if they commit the acts of that are abominations of God, so they're worthy of death, then they're worthy of death. It's just that easy. I'm not going to preach anything else. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you anything differently. I won't do it. I don't have the authority to do that. I would love to lead them to Christ. But when they're destroying our culture and our children's lives, folks, we've got to draw the line somewhere. That's all there is to it. And I know you say, well, preacher, that's hard. It's the Word of God. It's not hard. It's loving. I wrote a couple of letters back and forth from a gentleman who doesn't think a Christian should ever take up arms to defend themselves or their families. And I wrote the letter a couple weeks ago, and I made a comment in the letter that if someone comes into your house to kill your wife or you or your family, you have the means to stop them, if necessary, even by taking their lives, and you don't do it because you're a pacifist. They kill you and go out and kill somebody else. The blood of that next individual is on your hands. You understand that? The blood of that next murder victim is on your hands. If you have the ability to stop them and you don't, you're guilty of murder. The same as turning a murderer loose from prison to murder again, or a homosexual, a sodomite, a rapist. I don't care who it is. If we turn them loose and we have the means to stop them, we're guilty of the next victim's murder or theft, whatever it may be. We're guilty, folks. Why do you think God put those things in place? Do you think He did it? These laws to hurt us? Do you not think He wanted a society, people to walk out and be safe in their own neighborhoods? You not think it's what he wanted for his people to live in peace? They wanted to put locks on the doors or even arm themselves to defend themselves, although he commanded us to arm ourselves all through the scriptures to defend against evil. But he put those places in those laws and commandments in place and set his judgments in place for us to fulfill them so we could leave a society to our posterity that's a safe place to live, a peaceful place to live and raise a family. That's why he gave us these laws. They were not to harm us or constrain us or constrain us or do anything in any way to alter our happiness, our joy. They were put there so we could enjoy life. But because we become so mamby-pamby and holier than God himself, we Christians think we should never put somebody to death or murder or rape or homosexuality or anything else. We think we can't do that. Well, I didn't what God would do. Oh, then you read the wrong Bible, my friend, or you don't believe the Bible, one or the other. Nowhere in the Word of God are we told to condone evil and passively and peaceably let it coexist among us. A righteous man cannot peaceably coexist with evil. He will speak up, stand up, and maybe get harassed, maybe get prosecuted, persecuted. Pastor Otter Pulaski got out of prison today after 50 days. He was in jail for almost 2 months for speaking the Word of God. Pastor Otter Pulaski is out of prison, folks. Praise God for that. I have him on the broadcast as soon as I can get a hold of him to tell us his story. I admire that man. He's a hero. He's not a mamby-pamby, limp-wristed little pervert behind the pulpit calling himself a man of God. He's not a panty-waisted pimp. He's a hero. He's a man of God. He was with his family for 2 months. His family didn't have a daddy. His children didn't have a daddy. His wife didn't have a husband at home because he was in jail. What for? We're standing for the glory of Christ and telling the truth. That's what's for. We don't have many of those kind of men left, my friends. We truly, truly don't. And I know that people don't like to hear that. I really hate that they don't like to hear it. But I can't change the truth. It is what it is. If we had men in this country 50 years ago, we would not be murdering babies right now. Did I stutter when I said that? No, I didn't. We would not have a president appointing sexual deviants to office. We will not tolerate a Supreme Court passing laws that sexual perverts can get married and adopt children. We will not tolerate that if we had real men in this country. I guarantee you, I challenge you this. I challenge you with this. If you go to church anywhere, you tell me, did your preacher ever preach or anything like this? Did your preacher say that to you? Or is he one of those kind that says, well, this is what's set back and wait for the rapture? Or does he tell you that real men speak up when something's wrong? Does he tell you that real men will not tolerate and set by and quietly set by and let evil be done? Or they may lose in the face of the enemy as far as physical death, but their soul is forever eternally secure in Christ. Does your preacher preach this kind of stuff to you, or does he just kind of put you through a little sermonette and you go sing a few songs and maybe jump around a little bit and babble in some kind of tongue and say, I went home and served God. I did my part this week. I went to church. I gave my money in a basket. I did. I went to church and we had a good old time. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, going to church is not about having a good time. It's about learning the Word of God and educating men to stand for Christ. It's not about having a good time always. It's great to have a praise time and maybe a shouting time, but that's not what church is all about. That's not what the church is here for. We're here to praise Him, but not just by words and songs, but by actions and duties to Him. We're here to praise Him by obeying Him. Worship is obedience. And obedience is worship. Worship is obedience, and obedience is worship. He has no desire for worship without obedience. He has no stomach for it. He has no desire for his people to tell him how much they love him and do not obey him. We The ones that call themselves the church have tolerated evil in this nation and more evil every day. And where is the church? Where are the preachers speaking up and telling the truth? Men like Pastor Arthur Pulaski and James Coates and a few others are mighty scarce in the world today. Where are they? How many of y'all went to a church that closed the doors because Fauci said to? Or your governor said, oh, no, we got to shut down and we got to stop, we got to flatten the curve. How many of y'all quit going to church for that? How many of y'all missed services because of that? How many are still missing service because of that? Or still wearing your damnable mask of fear? No, I didn't stutter when I said it. I'm not ashamed of it. Probably lost listeners tonight. They're probably going to support me again. That's okay. I'm telling the truth because the truth is the truth. If you shut your church down and didn't go to church, if you still are walking around scared to death of this COVID virus, then you must serve a mighty small God, my friend. My life is not in my hands. My lifespan is none of my business. My life is sold to Christ, and I will not walk in fear of virus or man. I have no intention of backing up from the Word of God and compromising His Word just to tickle somebody's ears or please some tyrant. You live your life the way you want to. But I'll tell you now, my friends, payday is coming. Payday is coming for all men. Unless you accept the Christ as your Savior, unless you're truly born again and living for Him, you better enjoy this world, because this world's only heaven you're going to know. For those of us that love Christ and are doing our best to serve Him, although we're not perfect, we're doing our best and love Him and serve Him. This is only hell we're going to know. Understand that. Live like today was your last day on earth. Dedicate yourself to Christ minute by minute, day by day, and be what you got to be in Him. Folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. We love you very much, and I do mean that. Call us tomorrow and say hi to us. Have a great night. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.